This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, we're working for a living. Well, something like that. 5:45. Good morning. His name's Al. I'm Jerry. That guy's Eddie. And we got a Boomer and Geo come up at 6 o'clock. What else?
Jerry, I have a, is this a big deal or not a big deal?
Oh, big deal, not a big deal.
Big deal, not a big deal. I'm going to give you a story, Jerry. You're going to tell me, is this a big deal we should be concerned about? Is this not a big deal?
Is this Kate Hudson posing nude?
No.
Oh, because she did that. Okay.
That would be a good
deal.
That was
a good deal.
That's a good deal, Jerry.
Pink posing nude?
No, also a good deal.
That was out there too yesterday.
This is not a good deal, bad deal. This is... big deal, not a big deal.
All right, got it.
Two different things we do here.
All right.
Okay, the Giants have a rookie center, Jerry. His name is John Michael Schmitz. John Jacob Hammer Schmitz. He uses a different technique in snapping the football, which I didn't even know was a thing. He does something called the dead snap technique, Jerry, in which one point of the football is in the palm of his hand, and he snaps it to the QB end over end instead of spiral style.
Right.
Is this a big deal?
Well, I would say that's what these off-season workouts are for.
Yeah.
And what training camp will be for. Catch the ball.
Why would you...
just catch the ball.
Bring in a guy with a different snapping technique.
You realize what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Catch the ball. What's the difference?
What do you mean catch the ball? He's handing it to him.
No, they were talking about the shotgun, the little snap, the little spiral, or the end over end.
I think even in the regular snapping.
So get your hands up the crotch and let's go. Grab the ball.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Shotgun style. Mm-hmm. It's not coming out spiral.
That's what I was assuming you were referencing.
I think he does all the snaps like that. So you even get the ball snapped.
I've seen other guys snap like that.
I would immediately, if I had a bad game, be like, this dude's snapping the ball weird.
Well, if you fumble the snaps, you can certainly do that. I don't think you can blame an interception on the snap.
Yeah, I do love it. I would love a shotgun if I was quarterbacking.
That's
I feel
what they
like,
all do now.
Right? It gives you an extra step, but...
snapper.
You also do have to, not only when you get the ball, figure out where you're...
you got to get your hands on the laces.
Yeah, where absolutely. You like to throw the ball at.
But I don't think that's... I mean, you've played flag football.
I sure have.
It's not that difficult. It's not. You grab the ball, you spin it, you're ready to go.
Yeah, that's true. When you would play in the street with the Nerf football, if you played with a well-worn Nerf football,
there were no laces.
Not only were there no laces, but there were indentations where the thumbs always went, so you did have to find that.
That is true. A very good point.
Okay, so we're going to say then, Jerry.
I'm going to say not a big deal.
John Michael Schmidt's dead snap technique is...
snapper.
Not a big deal.
No, but I'll revisit that after week 4.
Snapperhead.
Let's see how that's gone.
If that snapperhead has a hard time getting my man Daniel Jones the ball, we're giving him $41 million a year, Jerry. He better get that ball snapped to him the way he likes it.
Yeah, or how about he just catches the ball?
Or just catch the ball and get rid of it quick.
That's it. No excuses. Let's go.
No excuses.
So I say not a big deal.
I don't know if you're aware, Jerry, but Josh Allen, the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, he has broken up with his longtime girlfriend and now has
Is she 82?
No, they were more the same age.
Oh, okay.
This is not an Al Pacino situation.
He's dating Sharon Stone.
And they're having a baby. That would be a great story.
Maybe Oprah.
No, Josh Allen's dating Oprah and Sharon Stone. He's going to commit to one of them soon. He's going to reveal. No, he's got a new girlfriend who's an actress, Hailee Steinfeld.
Oh, I actually am familiar with her.
Yes,
you are. I believe I've seen the photos of him and her together.
Yes. So they went on a over this Memorial Day weekend. They were here in New York City, Jerry. They were having a sushi meal, and then were seen making out.
Okay, good for him.
Making out after sushi, sounds weird. Fish breath.
Well, but some people don't have the fish in the sushi. They have the fake sushi. That's
they
what
have
we
fake
have.
Sushi,
like little rolls, little cucumbers in it.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying like vegetable rolls as opposed to the raw fish.
It just looks like sushi, but it's not.
Yeah. Always like, ugh, you got tuna breath.
Gross.
Sushi tuna breath. Well, I gotta say, I think most sushi, even if you're eating just the fish part, it shouldn't smell, because if it smells, that means you got some bad fish.
Ugh.
Big stank fish.
It's still fish in your mouth.
Yeah,
at the end of the day.
Still motion fish in your mouth. I thought
swapping spit.
Originally, when I heard he and his girlfriend broke up, I thought this is going to be good news for the Jets. He's going to be heartbroken for the season. He's probably going to not know. He's going to be all out of sorts.
And now they're back together.
No, he's got this new girlfriend now.
Right. Oh, different girl. Got it.
Different girl.
Yeah.
You know, my only hope is that, you know, sometimes when guys are young, I know I was this way, when you start dating a new girl, you forget about everything else, and you just locked in on this girl. Well, hopefully he's not hitting the playbook. You know what I mean? Hopefully he's making out, eating sushi with her.
You really think a rich quarterback on an NFL team in a small town is going to stay single for very long? I mean, come on.
How did he meet an actress, though?
He's Josh Allen.
Right, but you're saying like...
He's probably hanging out in L.A.
I would have tried to go for the hottest chick in Buffalo. Don't make any jokes, Jerry.
I didn't say anything.
There are hot chicks in
Buffalo. Yes, there are. There's hot girls everywhere.
That's true. There are hot chicks everywhere, Jerry.
Yes, there are. And there are ugly men everywhere and good-looking men everywhere.
Right. Right.
Here, we're in the land of the Creedence here at the radio station.
We are. Here at WFAN. I've been looking for good-looking dudes, Jerry. There are none of them here.
It's the Munsters 2023 version.
The only good-looking guy we have here, Tiki Barber, probably.
Tiki's a good-looking dude.
He's fashionable.
Yes.
Good-looking, in
Boomer's
shape.
He's good-looking.
Eh.
Big blonde. What do you mean, man?
He's going to be Al Pacino's age soon.
No, he's not.
Hoo-ah.
He's got 20 years before that. Are you out of your mind?
Hmm. All right.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I did also see, I feel like this is something Boomer and Gio should discuss. I have no idea what this means.
Oh, boy.
But that the Knicks are not going to extend GM Scott
Perry.
What do you
mean, what this means? They fired him, basically.
He's fired.
His contract was up.
Okay.
He went into, all right, what are we doing? Well, you're leaving.
So, are there big-name GMs available
for
the
Knicks? Well, the guy in Golden State just stepped down.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, I honestly have no idea what they're planning on doing, but... You know, it's so funny. So this poor guy has been around for the last 5-6 years.
Yeah.
They finally get good. Take a walk. Your job is done here.
He's so. Like, oh, hi. Who does he meet with? James Dolan, you think?
No, I would think it would be, what's his name? World Wide West.
Oh, yeah. So he walks in, he goes, hey, we had a pretty good season from all these guys I brought in. They're like, yeah, no. You're out.
Get out.
We're getting a big name.
Yeah,
I was just wondering, like, is there a big name GM that's available? You mentioned this Golden State guy. Is it a name a guy like me would know, Jerry?
Bob Myers is the guy in Golden State.
The answer then is no, there isn't. No, it isn't a name I would know.
Well, what name would you know from the NBA other than Michael Jordan and LeBron James?
I've heard of those guys.
Holy cow.
Speaking of LeBron James, Jerry, did you see he put out what they're calling a cryptic Instagram post yesterday?
Well, Leon Rose would be the other guy, by the
Leon
way.
Leon Rose he for would the talk Knicks, to. Yeah.
A cryptic message.
A cryptic message on Instagram. He put a Jay-Z lyric from the song What More Can I Say? And that lyric was, I'm supposed to be number one on everybody's list. We'll see what happens when I no longer exist.
Yeah, okay.
Does that mean?
It means nothing.
He he's leaving basketball, Jerry?
He may be. I don't think he is, but we'll see.
I remember when this first came up, when LeBron, after they lost, and he was like, I don't know if I'm going to play basketball anyway. A caller had a great point, because there's no way LeBron's not going on a farewell tour.
I agree.
Right?
There's going to be that. He wants to play with his son, which we know.
Right.
So he's...
He wants to play
with... Not to mention, he's still damn good.
He wants to play with Bronny, and he wants the... A farewell tour where he gets things like, remember when Derek Jeter went on his farewell tour?
I do.
He'd go play the Marlins, get a surfboard.
Well, and then you buy them.
And then you buy the Marlins, right.
But no, I'm with you that he is coming back and playing at least one more year. I assume it'll be with the Lakers, but who the hell
knows? Who knows, Jerry?
Well, maybe go back to Cleveland one more time.
When does Bronny James come out?
I think next year. Not this season. I think one more.
So not this upcoming season, but the 24, start of 24 season.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I think eligible then, but I'm not 100% sure.
So LeBron's got two more years.
He's going to USC, I think, next year.
Yeah, USC. With Dennis Rodman's kid.
Come on.
Yeah. They're both going to play.
Where's Pippen's kid?
I don't know.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of... Well, it is weird, though. Like Kenyon Martin's son, you see him now around... It's like you start to feel old.
Oh, yeah. When these guys, I actually felt like Dennis Rodman's kid, that seemed like I would think his kid would be older to not just be starting college the way Bronny James is.
Is that his kid with Carmen Electra or with someone else?
No, it's got to be someone else. That would have definitely been in the story.
That would have been news. That's true.
Carmen Electra's kid's out there.
All right, quick break. Yes.
Did they have a kid?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
Don't know. Is it maybe Madonna's kid? He was with her, right?
He was.
Yeah.
It definitely is not Madonna's kid either.
Quick break when we come back. Boomer and Geo. Right now, Odyssey Sports Minute. Amy Lawrence talking hoops.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
We've got about a minute or so left. The guys are standing by. I know you left the big story for the end.
Well, I left a correction for the end, actually, Jerry. You know, we were talking about Tony Gwynn earlier, and then we were talking about who's going to hit 400, and then I told you that dude on the Marlins.
Luis Urias.
We said he won the batting title. Actually, Jeff McNeil, a listener, reminded me.
Oh, maybe it was 2 years ago then.
2 years ago, this Marlin dude won it.
I feel like he won it. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he came in second. Whatever.
I forgot that Jeff McNeil.
So did I.
That's so weird.
So did I.
Like, you would think that's a big deal.
It was a big deal.
It's a local.
Forgotten already.
You forget things like immediately. Some dude hit 400. We'd be like 2 years later. Like, I don't think anyone's hit 400 since Ty Cobb.
I know.
Like, no, a guy did it 2 years ago. Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Why do we not remember the things?
Oh, he was. You know why? Because he was on the Twins last year.
Oh.
Not Jeff McNeil, Luis Urias.
I see. Why do we not remember, like, the most...
We don't sleep.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.